Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spending another day catering to their base. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Our base is all over the board, though. All over the board. Craig Evans in the house. Petey Mack a little later on. Also, actor Rainn Wilson going to phone the program. A new indie flick out, Puss. It's called Permanent, right, Puss?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks interesting. Patricia Arquette co-stars with him.
I watched a couple episodes of that TV show he had, and I liked it, and it was canceled. Where he was just a nut.
Detective or something?
Yeah, he was a detective. Where he was just crazy. Kind of crazy, just like a eccentric detective. Backstrom. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Backstrom, yeah. That wasn't a bad show.
I think
show.
We talked to him when that came on.
I think we did. And yeah. It was canceled. So tell him I liked it. That was Network. It was Fox, I believe.
Was.
Yeah, it was. Doesn't say here, but I think it was Fox.
I think you're right. Yeah.
That was a good show. I like him a lot. And The Office is just a classic. And The Rocker's pretty funny. Remember that movie, The Rocker? He plays a guy, a drummer with a high school band, and he's like a 35-year-old drummer.
I've never seen that.
It's actually pretty funny, yeah. Mr. Evans, how you doing today, bud? I know you're typing in stuff there. I hate to interrupt you.
No, you don't.
That's true.
No, that's true. You don't.
Don't
lie to
you.
Me.
Okay, I hate to interrupt you.
No, you don't.
Welcome. Stand Line Tuesday on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. And the podcast available on Stitcher, iTunes. Took about two or three calls on scrommeting right away. The appetizer talked about scrommeting.
Really?
And apparently it's the smoke in your belly. And the one guy just cut back on smoking all the time. That helps. And I think some other guy quit. He said he quit it all or not. I'm not sure if he quit or not.
The email guy? I didn't
read
his entire text So I don't know if he quit entirely. The guy doing the dabs has cut back. The guy says he gets the same reaction from milk, and also was explained to him that you can get the same reaction from other things that you're allergic to.
Pot smoke.
Right, not necessarily just pot smoke.
Got it. Well, you scream and puke in the morning. So I'm at the mall yesterday, and I hear this over the speakers.
On the first day of Christmas, John Morgan gave to me a big block of Pecker cheese.
Now, of course, it wasn't that version, but that's what I think of. I can't hear that. And our MILF station down the hallway there, our mommy station down the hallway plays Christmas music, and sometimes it's on in the bathroom. And I heard that again the other day. I heard that line. I just heard, on the first, and John Morgan, a big block of Pecker cheese, I sang to myself at the urinal, which is not the place to sing that.
Well, sure it is.
I still maintain that the men's room should be a sanctuary away from Christmas music.
It's not.
And having the Christmas music on in the men's room is just wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need that there.
Yeah, I have no
or
idea.
Or anywhere.
Why they think they have to take turns.
Well, it's actually in the hallway, too. There's a little...
Who's on the
old
radio?
There's an old school boombox in our little living room going into the bathroom.
I got one of those systems like that when I graduated from high school.
I was going to say, that thing is so freaking old.
Six CD changer
on a little
tray. It
looks so good. Looks so...
Yeah, because in this building, we have a couple of chicks, or a couple of radio stations that are geared toward chicks.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got a couple of radio stations that are geared toward guys.
Right.
So the chick radio station should never be on the guy bathroom.
That's my point exactly.
I can tell.
Neither one, actually. Yeah. Right, yeah.
At any time of the year.
Yeah.
Especially Christmas time.
Right.
Jesus.
Mm-mm. Jesus. Especially Jesus.
Excellent point.
I mean, it's not really his birthday, you know.
No.
If you read your studies, Jesus was born in the summertime. They just wanted to have
a
little pagan holiday.
Right.
You know, the pagans were having their holiday.
Shut up. So I want to hear that. La, 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 la.
Wanted
la,
to
la.
Have their little winter celebration, too.
Right. Right.
La, 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 la.
And they really wanted to move the embassy to Jerusalem. That goes way back
Happy
to the
birthday,
birth of Christ.
Jesus.
The American people have been clamoring for that.
Oh,
for
the
years.
American people, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have
they've been.
Been
clamoring. Everybody, where I go, people bring that up to me.
Oh, yeah, and they have for years.
Speaking of Jews, do you have the audio of Moore's wife? I got to hear the audio. If we have it.
I don't. I'm not aware of having
heard
it. What I've seen so far, I don't have it.
Does she apologize?
No. But I'm about to play that.
I know.
She says we're not bigots. One of our lawyers is a Jew.
I apologize to the Jews.
No, dang it. That's what she said.
Yeah, she's great.
Do you have any audio of Charles Barkley calling his own state idiots?
I do.
Good. That'll be good.
I do. We'll get into that for sure. Yeah.
I don't think we have many listeners in the Alabama area, but if you are in Alabama, and I always hate that term where they always say, just make sure you vote. No, make sure you vote for the other guy, not the child, the accused child molester before I get yelled at. I always hate that thing. Go out and vote. Make sure you vote no matter who you're voting for. Nope. That's not the way it should be.
You get yelled at for that, and I get yelled at for... Apparently, there's some paperwork I haven't done. I keep getting this email.
Oh, me too. I haven't done it either.
I'm not done with the compliance training.
Really?
Oh, that's online stuff.
And
yeah.
We're running out of year, so what's going to happen?
I don't know.
Double secret probation? I don't know. I don't know what that is either. I got that yesterday.
Do they withhold pay? That would be the only thing that would motivate me.
That's the only thing that motivates me,
too. It's a video you have to click on and sit through.
Okay, so you can just leave it on and not look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's been my experience.
I got that email, too. I have to, compliance training, and it's not sexual harassment. I'll take that every day.
One of those things that we have to do, you look at
our company's got a website, or you have your own personal website, basically,
Yeah, one of those things that you have to do, they kind of tell you how long each of these things will take.
Right.
I've sat through several of them.
Yeah.
Are they accurate? Is that accurate? Or can you get it done quicker?
Oh. Just don't look at
it. Oh, no. It goes the other way for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because you probably...
I didn't have a whole lot of time, but I wanted to knock one of these things out, and I had a few minutes, and it came up and says, this will take 35 minutes. And
what?
I groan and say,
Were you doing that in the office the other day? I thought I caught you doing some of that in the office the other day.
Yes. Yes, but this isn't that particular one. This is one before that one. And so I thought, God damn, okay, I'll sit here for 35 minutes and get this done. I've got stuff I need to do right after that.
That would help your work.
Right after that. but I had stuff after we were done.
Got it.
I had stuff, I've got to be such and such at such and time. So I've got 35 minutes here.
Did it work?
It took 50 minutes.
Why?
And I tried to make it fast.
Why'd you take 50?
I don't know. They lied to me.
Is the thing we're talking about, the compliance thing?
I don't know if it's exactly the same one.
Of them that we've had to do here recently.
I haven't done
it. I don't know if it's exactly the same one that you're talking about.
Can't you, on a couple of them, just not read?
I don't read
what they tell you and just click on a few answers until they say you're right?
No, they quit doing that. Now you have to listen to it read you the slide before it'll let you click to the next one.
See, because there was ways that, I don't know if it was when we were owned by this company or the previous company, that you could kind of just forward and click. Okay, that's right. Next. And make it really fast.
And if you got it wrong, they would go back and just answer them. I think you keep answering the same question.
Yeah, you keep answering it until you get it right.
Compliance questions? This isn't sexual harassment. I don't mind taking that one. That's always interesting, actually.
It's not.
Well, it's better than compliance. Because it's always about gray area. Can you grab an ass? No.
No, this one wasn't about sexual harassment. This was other stupid office rules.
Was it ethical stuff?
Yeah, things like that.
I thought there was a drug thing, too.
Yeah,
probably.
But
yeah,
that's just watching a thing for 5 minutes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that one's nothing.
Okay, so
I have no idea.
You don't have to answer your drug consumption questions?
No, I don't think you have to answer drug consumption questions.
Good, because I might have to lie.
Be that as it may.
Yeah, well, they got audio.
One's a no question one. You just have to sit through it, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but you don't know. The character on the air might just be the pot smoker.
That's true.
Maybe I don't smoke dope
that's
in real
true.
Life.
Maybe you are. Maybe that's all fake.
That's an excellent point.
All right.
That is possible.
Maybe we're not who we say we are.
Mm-mm.
That is possible. Hanukkah begins at sundown today.
Happy Hanukkah for our Jewish listeners.
Crazy night.
Yep.
Happy Hanukkah. For all of our listeners.
Right. To Roy Moore's lawyer.
I apologize to the Jews.
It is the Jewish Festival of Lights.
Is there a gift given tonight, then?
I don't know.
Yeah, we get the gift.
One assumes.
Is tonight the Seder?
And you light the candle?
God, we always do this every year. I don't want to do the Jew, the Jew thing again.
Yeah, we don't have a Jew in the room.
No, this is when it really comes back to bite us. No. And the one Jew that would call all the time is old buddy Steve. He moved to Florida.
Good for him. Imagine that.
Steve from the Fish Sheds. He moved to Florida.
We might have a Jew next week. Lewis.
Oh, yeah, Lou's going to call. But,
yeah, he's not a good Jew.
No. But he knows.
Well, yeah,
he knows what it is.
Yeah, he has the info.
Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, begins at sundown tonight, commemorates a 2,000-year-old military victory of a small band of Jews, the Maccabees, over a mighty Syrian Greek army. Jews are
Suck
being...
it, Jesus.
No. That's pre-Jesus.
Yeah, I know it is.
Jews are being forced to assimilate, and Hanukkah celebrates the religious freedom they won. The holiday is observed by lighting a special candelabra called a menorah for 8 nights. It recalls the holy temple oil that miraculously burned for 8 days when there was just enough oil for 1 day.
Yeah. And wine to water on the other one. A lot of these things are fake.
No, that one's no fun.
The wine to water?
Right. I know that goes water to wine.
Oh, that's right. Water to wine.
I mean,
sorry,
come on. I can see mocking.
I'm thinking of the song.
I can see mocking wine to water.
That would suck. That's sober. That's sober Jesus, and I don't want that. I'm thinking about you Christians. Most of you drink like fish. At least the Catholics.
So come on. Right. At least give them water to wine.
I don't want sober Jesus. That's what I would say if Jesus changed my wine to water. I'd say
suck it, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Okay, I saw this commercial about 40 times watching football on Sunday, but there was some chick walking on water, and they're advertising some fragrance.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Anybody? Anybody see that?
No.
Was the chick?
I might have seen it, but...
Charlize Theron?
Yeah, it's her.
Or someone who looked a lot like her?
I don't know.
But, you know, those are the kind of places that spend a lot of money. You know, they'll throw $1 million at an actress.
Oh, yeah, to do something. Oh,
like
yeah.
It's not just some chick from a modeling agency.
Who's this?
Oh, it's your wife.
Oh, hello? Yeah.
She's up early.
Oh, I haven't told the story yet, hon.
Well, no, I know, and I'm calling because we're pimping it out right now because Ryder won't even get out of bed.
Okay. Have you recently received a dink pic from Ike Taylor?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
No.
No, do you
want? I don't even know what you're... No, I don't want to.
So the phone rings at 4:15 this morning, our actual landline, which is not good. Because you hear a landline, right. You hear a landline call at 4:15.
It could be us.
Well, it was our son from the calling from upstairs from his cell phone. There's a freaking bat in this room.
There's another freaking bat in our house.
So I had to go upstairs, turn his light on, and then he gets out of bed and he crawls into bed with us. And I'm looking out in the hallway in the foyer of the house, and I see the bat flying past. So I closed the door shut. I cleaned up and I get the hell out of there. I said, just call when you get up.
Okay, no, but this is the deal. I want someone to come here now.
Okay.
Craig, it is so not funny. Yeah. I hear you laughing.
I understand.
It's so not funny. Funny.
I understand it's not funny.
You know, I did too, honey, when I got
there. Well, it is kind of funny, but it's
no, it's not funny. It sucks.
I'm sitting in the living room now and I haven't seen it yet.
All right. But it's somewhere. Somebody.
It's funny for the rest of us.
It's not. Uh-huh. It's not funny for you. Yeah, it's definitely not funny because I got to deal with this now. But
it's funny in the way a tibial plateau fracture is.
It's
funny.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
No,
you
that,
have to that, deal with it. You got up and left to go to work.
No, I had to be at work.
Here with no. In our bed.
No, these grown men are dicks because it's a family there, not me. I'm sitting right here. These guys here are dicks. Critter control is what it is.
They're
right?
Not open until frickin' 8 o'clock.
Oh, they are.
We need somebody that can come.
Critters aren't usually active till 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a stupid thing.
Obviously, that's not true. And why are bats flying around in December? Isn't it like,
because it's been warm for a while.
Because it's cold out now. and they're seeking shelter.
So anyways,
but guess what I did?
Have you gotten any phone calls yet? Is there anyone taking us up on this offer?
No, we just brought it up for a second. I didn't bring it up on the air yet because I wasn't even going to actually.
I just want somebody because I can't. Ryder won't even get out of bed.
All right.
I don't know what to do. He doesn't want to go to school.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get out of bed.
Well, he'll want to go to school. There's no bats at school.
Well, he has to get out of bed to go to school. He has to go to his room to get his clothes.
Yeah, you don't know that.
There's no bats at school.
There's going to be a trail of bats.
Is Madison up yet?
No, it's only 6:15. I haven't been able to go back to sleep.
Oh,
so.
Jesus. All right.
I know.
So they're not even up. Well, I'm just going to put it out there then, but there's a critter control guy or something out there.
Or any guy. Any guy
with a tennis racket.
Yeah, maybe the Humane
Come
Society.
On over.
Maybe the Humane Society won't lose the bat this time, you know?
Yeah, maybe they won't. But
yeah, maybe they can make up for that, right? But they're probably not awake either. What?
Our rabies shots should still be okay.
No, I looked at it. Yeah, it's funny. I didn't realize this. It's a 10-year shot.
Yeah.
Hold it.
It's a long time.
What do you got, Puss?
I got a guy.
All right. What's his deal, first of all?
Terminex.
Okay.
They do that. So I'll talk to Becky off the air. And
all right. Yeah, that might be the guy that comes all the time and listens to the show. Our Terminex guy loves the show. It could be him.
Well, you know what? I want him to come stand in the middle of the living room till the thing flies out here. I don't care if it takes all day. I'll pay him to be here. Mike, you'll pay him to be here all day.
Yes, I will.
I don't care.
Yes,
okay,
I will.
Thank you.
All right, let me know what's going on. Puss will get the number.
Put her on hold, Todd.
Put her on hold. Yeah, I wasn't even going to bring it up. But I Googled, because all I thought was, man, rabies. Again. And I Googled it. I didn't realize this. We've been talking about this for a while. I guess I can still wrestle raccoons. That's a 10-year vaccination. For humans.
I thought it was just 1 year.
The an immunocompetent person, which is, believe it or not, me and the family,
right.
Immunized by good quality modern anti-rabies vaccine, immunity lasts for more than 10 years. Now, if a dog bites you, even after 3 months, it's advised to get a booster. That's a dog biting you, I guess, here. But yeah, it's a 10-year deal. I don't know why.
So they have extra good rabies?
I don't know.
Dogs have extra rabies?
I don't know.
You've given us the information you have?
But, once again, if they actually catch the bat and don't lose it, there's a...
Still.
It's like 90% of bats don't have anything near
it. It might be the size of the bite, you know. A bat bites.
But a bat will bite you in your sleep. I want to throw that out there again for people that don't understand that.
A little less extreme than a dog bite.
Yeah.
So, that's just wild.
Well, there are bats.
Yeah.
It pissed me off. They clogged our... They sealed up those eaves a couple years ago.
Yeah. I mean, most people have not had a bat in their house.
Well, when I was a kid, we did. We had a lot of oak trees and walnut trees in our yard. So
I get a
bat
in the house on occasion.
I haven't had that issue.
Well, you're lucky, but there are a lot of bats. Because every time I do this damn story every 2 years now,
everybody comes
everybody
out of
calls
the
woodwork. Yeah, I had a bat. I had so many questions about a year and a half ago when the Humane Society lost our bat. But I was glad it was 4:15. At least I could leave. But I was so bummed out.
Wow.
What the hell, man?
Sounds like Becky's just looking for somebody to come over with a 12-gauge.
Yeah, just
taking cracks at it. The house be damned as long as the bat dies.
Yeah, there's a Terminex guy that shows up every 3 months to spray for, you know, outside the house, and he listens to the show. That might have been him that called. Hopefully it was him. So that's out. I didn't bring it up.
That's just wild.
It pisses me off. Because if I'm a kid, I'm not getting out of bed either.
No.
Because I saw it, too. I turned the light on in the living room, and I just saw it fly by again. So I'm out in the kitchen making coffee this morning. I'm looking around, see it. So left the house with all the lights on, you know.
Yeah.
All the kids were locked up in their rooms. Well, actually, Ryder was in our room. Madison was in his room, her room, excuse me. So whatever.
Oh,
yay.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, actually, I'm just glad we don't. It's a 10-year shot, apparently.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Well, for bats, not for dogs.
Now that you know, wrestling.
You can get in there. Well, he could do some more bat wrestling, too.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
sure.
I swung at the last one, and I missed it. You know,
yeah.
With a tennis racket.
So if a dog can bite you, and you still need to re-up, maybe the same is
if a dog has rabies. If a dog has rabies.
Well, maybe the same is true for a raccoon as well.
Sure.
So you might need to get re-upped on that before you start wrestling raccoons.
At this point, I'd rather have a raccoon in the yard than a bat in the house. Is that an old saying?
In the yard.
Rather have a raccoon in the yard and a bat in the house.
Like they always say.
Like they always say.
They don't say that for nothing.
No, they don't. I want to thank that dude that called, by the way, if you're showing up out there.
And here's a another case of, well, you know what we try and tell you. A Connecticut man in trouble with the law, driving drunk with nearly a dozen phony ID cards. He got into a wreck Friday night. Police say he was drunk at the time.
Yeah.
But Bill Sheridan, for Bill Sheridan, things went from bad to worse. A search of his car uncovered 10 ID cards from multiple states, all using his picture but with different names.
Man.
Why do you have to have them all on you at the same time?
Exactly. Well, he had them in his car.
Oh, he might have been going somewhere.
He ended up being charged with 10 forgery counts to go along with DUI and second-degree assault with a motor vehicle.
So what is the saying we always tell people?
The saying is,
when you're breaking the law, no.
Always follow the rules.
When you're breaking the law.
When you're breaking the law.
That's exactly right. I love that. But was he some mastermind criminal or just some idiot that had a bunch of IDs?
Well, I don't know about the mastermind criminal, but if you've got a phony ID card with your picture on it.
And different names. You're hiding.
And states and whatnot.
You're Paul Manafort.
You're up to something.
Okay, yeah.
You also might have a bunch of warrants out for your arrest. Well, if it's the same name.
Different names.
Okay.
His picture, different names.
He probably has some.
You're living under a bunch of aliases, right, exactly.
Warrants out in neighboring states, something like that.
Rain Wilson going to phone the program later on. Petey Mac, a little sports. The Patriots went down. That's always a good thing. I always like to watch the Patriots lose. Didn't see much of the game, but I know they were losing. They lost, what, 27-20?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that was the final.
27-20.
That was the final.
Brady intercepted twice as their game winning streak comes to an end.
And Cutler looked pretty good, man. He actually looked pretty good at the time I saw it, you know. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.